Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord, I come before your throne.
Come to the king, dip my arm, release. Tears are sorrow any day now. see faces that I know, with friends I love so. Any day now, any day, Jesus, my Lord, my life, please prepare for that meeting in the air. Any day now, any day. It might be tomorrow, it could be today. No tears or sorrow. Any day now, any day. Any day.
Anyway. Sing it anyway. praise and worship part of the service. Now let's get into the message. It's called Casting Off Negativity. Our Heavenly Father has made incredible promises to us as children. And while our God is completely faithful to deliver on His promises, He does not force them on us. He has promised His nearness, His affection, and His eternal life spent with Him. But we have the power to choose our own way. He doesn't force Himself where there's no space. God's Word won't have power in our lives if we don't read it. We won't hear God effectively if we're not listening. And we can't experience His nearness if we constantly fill our lives with other things. So this week we're going to talk about different ways we can experience the promises of God so that they may come to full fruition in our lives. So may you encounter God powerfully as you grow and fully experiencing the incredible promises of your Heavenly Father. Negativity is like a weed that robs us of vitality available in thankfulness and right thinking and saying only that which builds up. Negativity never serves to edify, produce life, or lead it to anything positive. It can serve only the purpose of destruction. So let's spend time today looking at what the Bible says about negativity. Okay, learning how we can stop this its destruction and ask the Holy Spirit to be our helper and ridding it from our lives. Scripture speaks very harshly of the power of the unbridled tongue. In James chapter 3, verses 2 to 6 says, "For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. So look at the ships also. They are so large and driven by strong winds. They are guided by a very small rudder where the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire, and a tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set by the fire of hell. The tongue is the rudder that leads to life of unrighteousness, or a life lived in honor of obedience to God. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Speaking negatively produces the fruit of unrighteousness, while speaking the word of thankfulness and grace produces life." Proverbs 26:20 says, "For the lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases." We've all experienced the harmful effects of slander. If we will choose to cut out the negativity, we can put out the destruction of fire slander causes. Finally, Proverbs 15:4 says, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perseverance breaks the spirit." So have you experienced the power of negativity in your life? How does speaking negatively about a person affect your feelings toward them? How does speaking negatively of a situation affect your perspective for the day? Now think about the opposite. What does it do for your emotions and perspectives to speak positively? How do you feel when it expresses negativeness about your life instead of negativity? As we learn in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4, a gentle tongue is a tree of life. When you speak gently of others, you will find life produced not only in yourself, but in them as well. Excuse me. So when you co-labor with God's heart in sharing His message of love and grace and peace, the result is a wellspring of life. Negativity is not the same as correcting those around you face to face. The Bible speaks highly of correction motivated by love, as we need people around us that have the courage and love to correct us when we are wrong. However, there is no place for negativity in the lives of believers. You don't need it. You don't have to speak negatively about people and situations. You can always choose to speak thankfulness, grace, and love. Think for a minute about what your life would look like without negativity. How would your attitudes, emotions, and perspectives be different? Would you enjoy your life more? Would others enjoy you more? The Holy Spirit is here to help you express thankfulness instead of negativity. He is always looking for opportunities to lead you into a life fuller of abundance and enjoyment of God's righteousness. He is faithful to guide you into a fruitful life lived in obedience to Him. God will never give you a command He won't help you obey. He is not a God who sits back firing rules at his people from afar. He is a God who comes down off his throne to die in order to make a way for you to live a better life of a fully restored relationship with him. Choose thankfulness today over negativity and rid yourself of that which robs you of experiencing God's promise of abundant life. Spend time with him today in his presence. Let his love and grace stir up thankfulness within you and receive the help that comes from the Holy Spirit guidance in your life. So, firstly, meditate on what God says about the power of your speech. It's Matthew chapter 15:11. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that just defiles a person. Secondly, now reflect on people and situations that seem constantly to produce negativity in your life. Where do you most often feel anger, frustration, and negativity? Who constantly leads you to speak negatively about people or situations? Thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to help you speak life and thankfulness today instead of negativity. Think back on those people and circumstances. Focus on what you can be thankful for today. Thank God for what he is doing in those people and circumstances that seem consistently produce negativity in you. When you begin to notice yourself speaking negatively today, stop and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into an attitude of thankfulness. Hold captive your thoughts today. Catch them before you speak them. Choose to speak life into the people around you. Spread God's love today and watch as your day is transformed into being more joyful, peaceful, and full of life. I highly suggest that you read James chapter 3 to bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now let's get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something so much worse, like an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord Jesus Christ can take it away if you allow him to. Okay? He can't do anything for you if he doesn't know you. So, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. Okay. So, we're going to play some more music here. Okay. Here we go.
But you decided to take her away. face the beauty I breathe you in. Breaking the boxes I put you in. I face the beauty I breathe you in. Breaking the boxes I put you in. I face the beauty I breathe you in. Breaking the boxes I put you in.
We got a caller, okay, that called in. Let's take this call. 210, okay, you're on the line.
Hey, back to Ken. It's Grover down here in San Antonio. How you doing there?
All right, Grover, how you doing?
Well, down here at Haven for Hope, we got to look out for that, the coronavirus, and so the way that I'm doing that is I got a couple of bread bags for like the Wonder Bread, and I've been putting those over my hands, and I got a carry out bag from the Taco Bell, and I put that over my head, and that way it's giving me some protection from the virus. What do you think about that?
Well, anything works. If it works for you. Is it working for you, Grover? Okay. Well, okay, so anyway, folks, okay, let me tell you the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today, wake to righteousness. Say to your slumbering heart, awake to you, to who you are in Christ. Rouse yourself and see yourself once and for all as the beloved child that I see when I look upon you every day of your earthly sojourn. When you feel unworthy or guilty, you are in a state of spiritual unconsciousness. I say to you again, awake to the righteousness that I have paid for your behalf on the cross. I am moving in your life, not because of who you are or what you have done. I have given you the gift of right standing in my family. You are eligible so far beyond what you realize. You are eligible and you are entitled. I am moving in your life, says the Father. I am bringing you to your blessing place because of who I am and what I did for you 2,000 years ago on the cross. This is mentality I want you to adopt and wear as your own internal acknowledgement of who you are and who I am in you. You are entitled, says the Father, who will disenfranchise you. You are and have been holy and without blame before me in love before the foundation of the world was ever laid. Who shall lay anything to your charge? When others come against you to accuse and vilify you, that is not my will, and that is not what I say about you. I say you are redeemed. I say you are forgiven. I say you are entitled. entitled Heir of Matchless Kingdom that cannot be diminished or prevailed against. That is who you are. Now let that be your baseline understanding by which you see yourself. Refuse to see yourself through any other filter than the one that I have ordained. Reject the accusations of men and even the self-recriminations of your own unlighted heart. When your heart accuses you, remember that I am greater than your heart and know all things. In the truth you are free. In that truth you are redeemed. In that truth you will find the ring of your finger and the robe of royalty on your shoulders that befits such as yourself whom the purchase of price of Calvary was paid. Amen. All right. Well, I hope this prophetic message goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay. We're going to take a 111 caller. Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Just here watching some wrestling, but I was listening to you on the internet, and I called to get a better reception because all the internet calls are not that good. So I'm using mine, which is a government phone, and it worked.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to pay none. Oh, the government pays for it. So I wanted to hear God's Rainbow Ministry. And I could say that you guys are good. I miss the callers. I miss the regulars. What happened to the regulars?
I don't know. I don't know. People decide to stop calling, I guess.
Yeah, because I heard it was something by Jason and Doug, but they don't call no more. So
nope.
How come the regulars don't call no more?
I have no clue. I don't know. Maybe they're doing something else.
Yeah, I miss Clay. Clay Douglas, used to listen to his show in the mornings, and he was really good.
Yeah, Clay was really good, too. Yeah, he was.
How is he doing?
Oh, he's doing pretty good. He called in the other day, and he said he was doing okay.
That's great. I hope he goes back to the radio show, because he was good. But I think the doctor probably doesn't want him to do that because of his stress.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he had too much stress with doing the shows, okay? People would get him going, you know, and he had a couple strokes, okay? So, you know, he's not anymore.
Yeah, it's really sad. But good talking to you. I was listening to Tony Geiger, and I don't know, what the Bible talk about a double-minded man? You know, he's going to quit, now he come back. He's going to quit, now he come back. He's going to quit, now he come back. You know, he got a double-minded mind. Double-minded mind.
Well, that's Tony Geiger. I mean, I can't explain Tony Gaga. He's a man all by himself. Okay, he has a great show. I mean, I like his show.
I especially like when people say he's in the restroom and he's not, and then you hear a little bloop in the background, you know, and he's lying. He's in the bathroom taking a little turdy. You know, and it's kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you go do your ministry. God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Way, yeah, okay. You take care of that.
Yeah, you too, sir. All righty. Okay. Well, okay, well, anyway, guys, I'm gonna probably end the show now, okay? Okay, we got nobody really calling in. So I want to say God bless you all. Thank everybody in the chat room, Matt Mark, Tony Parar, Ashley, Richard Snipner, Turbo Gilgani, okay? Okay, so have a blessed night, everybody. All the callers that called in, Grover, and the 111 caller that I didn't get his name. Okay, bless all the callers that called in. I could talk, but there's nothing really to keep talking about there, man, Martin. What would you want to talk about? I look at Jesus as God. When I say Lord God, Jesus, about the, when I do my prayers, okay, I look at Jesus as a form of God. Okay, he's part of the Trinity. Okay, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, so Tony, you want to come in here and talk? I really can't. The only thing I can tell you about the corona pandemic is constantly wash your hands, folks. Okay. When you touch something, wash your hands. Okay. That's a big thing. Okay, about this pandemic. Okay, about this coronavirus is that if you don't know what you're touching. Okay, so you need to wash your hands. Okay. And I pray for those sick and dying from the coronavirus. Okay. Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know if it's safe to be around homeless people or not, Morgan Brand. Okay.
You know what? Yeah, I will come in here for a few. But, you know, I just want to talk about something that I hope y'all are really taking seriously, and that's this coronavirus. It's really big in New York right now. Lots of people are sick. Lots of people are dying. People in California, people in Washington. And this isn't over, guys. This is just working its way into the country. There are people out there right now that are infected, just running around with it. They're asking people to stay in, stay 6 feet away from each other, yet go on Facebook, go on social media. There's people out and about. There's people at the beaches. There's people at the rivers. There's people at the parks. Now, I know this isn't the place to talk about it, but you do realize that if this keeps going on, we're going to go under what Joe Gibson is always talking about, and that's martial law. And they're already doing that here in the United States. There are cities right now in this country where you cannot be out after 10 o'clock. Now, you know, people under the age of 40, the youngsters, the millennials, thought they were safe because it was only old people that were getting it. Well, guess what? The old people took advice. They stayed in. And now the majority of the people who are getting it are under 40, millennials. You know, this thing is going to get a lot worse than it is right now. And Ken and I pray for you every night. We pray for the world. Because this isn't over. We have not seen the worst. Well, some of you are seeing it right now. Those of you in California, New York, Washington, y'all are seeing it. It's not so bad here in Texas where we're at. But it's getting here. It's getting closer and closer to our city every day. We already had a death from it. Woman under the age of 40. No prior illnesses. No sicknesses ongoing. All you can do is stay in and stay away from it.
Yeah, that's it. That's basically it.
So I don't know what y'all want to talk about now. I just didn't want Ken to turn off his show and think that he has to rely on callers to keep this going. I wish I did have a piece of the Bible to read to y'all right now. I guess maybe tomorrow I'll have something prepared since Easter. We are in Easter time, and maybe I can find a little something. And give you the preacher of the word. No, no callers, Mark. I'm standing here right at Ken's computer.
We got one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we got one. 321. Okay, 321. Who do I ask?
Hey, this is Eugene over here in Titusville, Florida. How you doing there?
All right, Eugene. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm just waiting out this coronavirus, like everybody else is, you know. Over here in Florida, there's a lot of dumb people because they were hanging out on the beach for weeks and weeks and weeks. We got all them spring breakers, these teens and these college kids coming down here and wiggling their behinds on the beach and drinking all their beers and doing their beer bongs and all their drinking their fireball whiskey and whatnot. And they were all down here and they were just dumb. And they think, well, we're not going to get it because we're young. Well, guess what? You got it. So then they go back home to upstate New York or wherever the hell they're from. And next thing you know, they're spreading it to New Yorkers. So
yep.
This Florida down here is a bunch of idiots. Bunch of dumb people down in here. I'm ready to get out. I'm ready to get out of this state, to be honest with you.
Well, if you was to get out of the state, where would you go?
Well, I like to go where it's warm. And I think I could go over there to Texas. I was thinking about maybe going over there towards maybe Dallas or Houston.
Dallas is up north. You got winter's pretty bad up in Dallas. Okay.
Really?
The farther south you go, the better.
Weather.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to get too down there by them by the border there.
No! I mean, you got Houston, got San Antonio. Okay, where I am at, I'm in San Antonio. Okay, it's a beautiful place to live.
I can't take the cold weather because, my joints start to ache. So you got that problem too there, Ken? Hello?
Hello? Okay, well, if you want to stay where it's warm, then you need to come to San Antonio because it's really, really, really cold. Okay.
Would you you reckon you let me kind of live there for maybe a couple weeks and I could just check it out? I could just maybe bunk up on one of your couches or.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. We don't take in visitors.
Yeah, we don't take in visitors. We don't really have the room for it.
You don't have to explain nothing. We don't take in visitors.
That's not really neighborly, but okay.
I know it's not, but sometimes you have to be that way.
You mean sometimes you have to be a bit of an a-hole? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, not at all. Nobody's being an a-hole. Because sometimes you can't let people into your home. That simple.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just stay down here in Florida then. Where?
Oh, you're in Florida and you're looking for a warm place? Florida's
warmer than Texas. I'm aware of that, you know. I just said I wanted to get out of this state, and I said I wanted to go to Texas, and then I said I wanted to go to Dallas, and the pastor made me feel stupid and told me I need to go to San Antonio, but then he said I'm not really welcome there. I reckon because maybe I'm a older gentleman, and I'm not of the gay persuasion, and apparently in your house you got to be gay.
When you use the word gay like that, it lets me know that you're probably not the kind of person I'd want in my house, actually.
So you hate straights? What is going on here?
Well, how could I hate straight people? My father's straight. It took straight people to make me. That's like saying I hate women. That's silly. I wouldn't be here without
straight. You told me I'm not welcome. You told me I'm not welcome. That's
I said no strangers were welcome.
I'm not a stranger. I'm first near friends with you.
I've never met you.
Program.
There's lots of people on this program, and most of them I wouldn't have in my house.
Well, I remember that one time you invited in a bunch of Mexican migrants, and then they started coming up there, and you told
we know. Yeah, that was a bunch of that fake news and fake lies. Yeah, don't worry about it. And that was so like a year ago.
That's five and
it wasn't true then, it's not true now.
Well, you're acting like I just Johnny come lately over here. I'm not. I mean, I've been listening to the program for a while.
Okay, well, then why don't I just come to your house in Florida?
Well, pull out sofa.
That way
so
we can meet and see
Ken
if we get along and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, you and Ken could come out here and you could sleep in the missionary position because it's kind of a narrow bed. But the young boy you got there, the Victor, he could probably just bring a sleeping
bag.
Hey,
time for you to go. Nice one, though. They wanted me to help keep the show going. I'm not putting up with that. Bye.
Yeah, because there's no young boy named Victor.
Mark, sorry about that. In the chat room, guys, y'all wanted me to come keep the show going. I'm certainly not keeping it going with lies.
Yes. Well, anyway, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, so
Ashley, what difference does it make if it's not Christian? You worship the devil, and that's so unchristian.
Yeah. Yes, I know about that. Okay, so I haven't been out in what?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay.
I don't let Ken go too many places because of the OCD.
The
COPD. COPD. Sorry.
Yeah, the COPD. people with the COPD. Okay, you have a better chance of getting this coronavirus. Okay.
Oh, I'm not telling Ken to get off, Mark. I'm trying to keep him on the line. If I walk out of this room right now, he's gonna turn off the show.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So if y'all don't want to hear what I have to say, y'all tell me what you want to talk about, and we can discuss it. Give me a subject matter.
Okay, well, let's take Ashley's call here.
Oh, Lord, okay. I like this idea.
She pressed one. Hello, Ashley.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony.
How are you doing, Ashley?
Okay. Anywho, I'm talking to Ken, not you. Can I talk to Ken?
Yep, please? Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to check on it, see how you're doing. And I also wanted to talk a little about the corona thing. I think the big problem is that people aren't practicing the, and it's pretty obvious, but you guys are being a rock scientist, so tell you this, but, and apologize for sounding like that obvious, but no one's practicing the social, like the thing with the college students, they're not practicing the social distancing. Like no one said you can't go to the beach, you just can't be in crowds. That's how the...
Yeah, we got to social distance ourselves, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should help at Eugene. I think you should let him stay with you for a little bit. I mean, it's only his neighborly thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll call him and give him your address, Ash, and can I hook y'all up, and you can invite him to your house.
Okay, well, it's obviously I'm the only one that practices my pitch here.
Okay.
But whatever.
We'll
anyway,
know
do
that.
You know the 210?
When he's ready to move, he can hook up with Ashley. That's very Christian of you, Ashley. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Ken, you have a 210?
Say what?
No, we don't. There's no 210 on. Which one were you
Mad
expecting?
Mark says there's a 210.
Let's see. We have a that's you, and then we have 1111111111111. No, there's no 210 on here.
Take the 111. Come on now.
You know they're just going to be troublesome.
Well, pick them. How do you know?
And if somebody was going to call from 210, Ashley, who's calling?
I don't know. Mad
well,
Mark
since
just
know
asked you
since
was,
know they're
he was
on,
here in the chat room.
Since know they're on here, you know they're calling. And if you know they're calling, you know who's calling. Ashley. Come on. You just asked if we had 210 specifically. Now, who specifically is on the line?
I don't know. I'm just going by what was said in the chat.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. So you were just guessing area codes. Okay. I'm sorry, dear. I didn't understand. Mark, I keep telling you, we do not have a 210 number. We have Ashley, and then we have 1111.
Take whatever other numbers are. The 111, whatever. What's that word?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
I'll
just
be down down there, but...
Okay, I tell you what, Ash, we're going to answer this 111. Oh, they're not, they don't even want to come on.
No, they don't want to come on. They haven't pushed the one key.
I forgot those little lights
yeah.
have to be lit up. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't pushed
okay, I got a message. Who'd you get a message from, Mark? Bo.
I'll take a ticket.
Who's Bo? I'll take a ticket.
Bo, right here, is selling tickets for my motorcycle.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Keep believing in that fake news, Mark. We just discussed that in the room earlier.
Fake news.
Oh, 111 pushed the one key. Let's see. Let's take 111. 111, you're on the
hey,
air.
Ken, it's Grover, and I was on the line before, but that angry queen that you got there being very ungodly and lying was telling you that I was not on the line. And you know I was on that line. You know you're
well,
the
we certainly didn't
there.
See your number. We certainly didn't see your number. Sorry
you're
about
liar.
That. Well.
Jesus hates liars.
Didn't see your number. Don't know what to tell you.
You're a liar.
And what are you?
I'm telling the truth.
Praise the Lord,
you.
Don't we all? Cough it out, baby. Cough it out.
I got the COPD.
That's terrible. I will pray for you. You shouldn't be out in this air.
This
humidity is bad for you.
He's
I got a bag over my head. I got a bag over my head to keep the coronas away. So I think I might be having a bag might be on a bit high.
Oh.
What the hell?
That's Ashley.
Is that
she
Victor?
Gets turned on by straight corn.
Is that Victor? Victor in the background there, the young man. Someone was talking about a young man named Victor.
Okay, bye. There went you. I told you. Man, you're out of here. Goodbye.
Yep. All righty. Well, okay. I want to say God bless everybody.
Oh,
okay.
We have to leave already?
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna call it a night. We're gonna call it a night.
I was having so much fun.
Well, you know, if you want to go out.
No, if you want to end your show, it's your show.
Yeah, yeah.
I just came in here because Mark told me to come in here and keep you on the air.
Okay, well, we only got 15 minutes left, then, and as we can see, there's really nothing really much to talk about. So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. God bless, okay? Love y'all, okay?
And if you come on tomorrow night with some good subjects, we can have decent discussions.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Wash your hands. Can I leave?